Wow, Chuck, he does such a great job of introducing us. I don't think we have anything more to say, right? Let's just move on. Hey, we are, like he said, we're broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace with the Inside Outside guys. And we want everyone to do right now is go to the website, windowworlddetroit.com. You're going to see right there standing up a picture of the gentleman we're going to be talking to, Haleem Sheena, who is the man that started the family, that brought Window World Detroit into our area and offers a one-of-a-kind lifetime transferable warranty on anything that may happen to their window in the future. So stick around for great information with the Inside Outside guys and Window World Detroit, both of us broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Garden Show. Well, I don't know about you, partner, but I have never heard of anybody taking out and replacing a perfectly good functioning window. And the reason I say that is because nobody even wants to take out the bad non-functioning windows when they don't have to, because making the choice to replace your windows in your home, everyone knows, is a big decision and in many cases a big expense, one of the biggest you're going to make in your home. So choosing the wrong company is what people really have to be aware of, because there are a lot of wrong companies out there. But companies who offer a lifetime transferable warranty, even if you throw something through the windows, boy, they got confidence in their products. And we're going to be talking to the people that offer just that product for the next hour.
We are. Hopefully, we're going to be listening to them. Haleem and Niall Sheena, Window World Detroit. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you being here. And thanks for bringing your lovely bride and these cookies. Mary, God bless you. I'm trying to hide them in Pierski's coming up and distributing them to people. I want to take some home. Haleem, talk about your history prior to Window World and then how you guys got into Window World.
So I've been in this type of business. I started a glass company in 1988. That's a long time ago.
Yes, sir, it is.
And I was doing custom glass work for a while. And then from that, I started doing the windows and the doors. And I liked that a lot better than glass. In those days, I was doing, wood windows, high-end wood windows, doors. And the vinyl window business in those days, it was pretty good. But the vinyl windows were not the quality that they are today. So I kind of stayed away from them then. And about 12 years ago, I got into the vinyl window business, and I liked it. Windows are made a lot better today than they were 20, 25 years ago. And I've been doing that for a while. And then it was actually 2013. I was looking at J.D. Power. I had a small little window and door company, and I was doing pretty good. And I looked at J.D. Power. And I saw a company by the name of Window World that was number one with J.D. Power. Never heard of it before. So I started researching that company and, started basically inquiring, talking to other window franchisees. And everybody I talked to was real nice, and they talked real great about the company, about, the family atmosphere, the family business that it is and all that. So exactly 4 years ago, we opened our franchise. It was 4 years ago yesterday, actually, when we opened. And got my son, my daughter with me, and it's the greatest thing I ever did, having my kids with me. They're actually pretty good at it, too.
So we think the world of them. We've had the chance to meet and interact with both of them. So the family aspect, you said you discovered that at the Window World headquarters, if you will, that they are that way also?
When you go to the headquarters in North Carolina, everybody is real nice. Everybody basically, instead of handshakes, everybody gives you a hug. And all the franchisees are good families, and they look for that. I mean, they want it to be owned by a good family. If you notice all the advertising for all the window worlds all over the country, and it's, husband, wife, kids standing on windows, so it's a pretty good family atmosphere, and I'm really happy that I did this. So I love the company, I love the products, and It's a great product. So
how does your thinking carry over into the business and how you interact with our listeners then? The whole family ethics thing.
Well, I mean,
we treat them all like family, just like us.
That's what we've seen.
Yeah, the bickering too.
Yeah. No, we don't bicker.
I mean, honestly, even your pricing model, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you wouldn't go in and try to sell your cousin or your mother or your sibling something way above, you know, the price what it should be.
Or would Chuck you play that price game with him? Chuck Wood. I mean, the window industry is notorious for laying out a price for this project and then going, when there's a little resistance on the buyer's part, well, let me call my manager and see if I can get you a special discount that only applies to you today, you know, for the next 20 minutes. Yeah. That is more than myth in the window industry, but you guys don't even get into that.
No, we never would.
When we go to somebody's house, they're going to see the pricing right in front of them, okay? We don't start high. We don't play games. We're not going to, you know, the other guys are going to start high. They're going to try to get as much as they can out of you. We're not going to do that. We're only going to sell you what you need at a good, fair price.
Doesn't matter what zip code I live in or what kind of car's parked in my driveway.
Exactly.
And you're going to show me that. If I add on things, if I go from white to a color, if I add grills, if I add triple pane, you're going to show me what that unit pricing is, right?
Yeah, and we do that a lot. You know, I walk into a home, we'll start talking windows. People will mention, well, I don't know about these grids. How much is that? And I'll just tell them per window how much it is. And you should see the look on their face because they haven't experienced anything like that.
No.
I mean, I hate to say it, but most of the companies around here, you know, they'll walk in and it's almost like you're on alert. You know, it's almost like your guard is up. And
we
got to
keep talking about that. Or buy one, get the second, third, and fourth free, you know. Jeez.
Hey, stick around. We got a lot of show left with Haleem and Niall Sheena. When we get back and break, we're going to talk about the products they offer, the services they offer, the warranties they offer, and their see-through upfront price, like we just did. We're just going to continue a great conversation with the folks at Window World Detroit, broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home and Garden Show. Julie from Livonia says, what a fantastic group, very quick and extremely friendly. I absolutely love my new windows. I will refer these people to everyone I know. Thank you for doing such a beautiful job.
That's got to warm your heart to see that stuff, doesn't it?
It does. It feels great. I wish every customer was 1,000% satisfied. We try to do that, you know.
That's your objective on a daily basis.
Yes. Well, we're not going to stop until they are happy. Yeah. That's the thing, you know. It's not a perfect world. Things will come in from the factories these days. It doesn't matter what you're buying, furniture, clothing, this, that. You know, if there's issues, just let us know, and we'll get on it. And that's what I think people like about working with us is we will make sure, you know, even on a Sunday if we have to, we'll come out and make sure that things go well.
And things are done right.
Things are done right.
That you said that. Ken always talks about if a mower throws a rock to the window, you guys are going to respond to that phone call. You want that phone call.
Yes, exactly. We do. I had a call last week, this gentleman in Detroit. A couple of his windows were broken.
Okay.
He called me up. He said, what do I do? You know, I got to buy new windows.
Yeah.
I said, you don't have to buy new windows. We're going to come out and take care of, I had him give me the serial numbers off the window, and we ordered him new sashes, and he should have them in about 2 weeks. No questions asked. We're going to go in there and install them, no problem.
That is so cool. Now, you guys, no questions asked. That's just amazing when you think about it. But you said you ordered them. So is every window custom built for its installation?
Every window is made for your opening. Every opening, we exact measure every opening. We make every window to fit that opening. And what happens is we have a serial number on the window. So in 5 years, if the window breaks or if the seal fails in 10, 20 years, you give us a call. We don't even have to come out there. We just order a new one, and we come out and take care of it. No questions asked.
Wow.
Can you guys talk about your new entry door system we've been hearing so much about?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, fiberglass entry door systems are very energy efficient.
Is that the one at the office?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's
a cool setup.
Yeah, we had you and your whole crew checking out the venting side.
We actually locked Niall out of his own office here a week or so ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm used to that, yeah. But so those fiberglass insulated entry door systems, you know, they're very customizable. We can do double doors, long double doors. We can do a door with side lights, and the side lights open up almost European style with seamless screens on the other side. Those are very popular.
That is a really cool feature.
Yeah.
And it's secure because they're not ultra wide. I mean,
no, and they each
you couldn't
have three,
get through there.
No, I definitely couldn't. Yeah,
they're also energy efficient and lifetime warranty on the doors, also.
Yeah,
energy
really.
And
well, there's no wood in that door. You know, people think, okay, well, what's the difference between a fiberglass door is a fiberglass
even
door?
Even that adjustable threshold that looks like it's wood, that piece?
Yeah, none of that is real wood. The entire thing is made out of LVL composite. It's twice the screw strength of wood. It doesn't rot, it doesn't warp, and in 20 years, it's going to look the same, right? And the whole point of that is it's completely rot-free, and it's a lot stronger than wood. No wood in the jam means it's harder to kick in, right?
Yeah.
And as a stock feature, there's always a steel plate behind where the deadbolt goes in, screwed into that LVL. So that way it's a security strike plate behind the frame so you don't see it. But God forbid someone did try to kick it in. Stock. We do not upcharge for this piece. It will be on there to keep you and your family safe.
That's a great feature.
The other thing with the doors, we have a door installer that only installs doors for us. Window installers only deliver windows.
There's a trick to that.
They only install windows. The siding guys only install siding. So it's not the window guy installing doors. So that way it's a professional that knows what he's doing installing that door for you. Same thing with the windows.
Ken, let me ask you, how many times have you seen a brand new door that was installed and 2 years later it wasn't fitting right in the frame in the opening?
You know, or warped. You know, when you get a new door installed, stored, you want to be able to have the house dark, shut that door, and see no light anywhere shining around that at any time. And if you do, there's an issue, and unfortunately, over time, you may start to. And Niall's just said it, 20 years later, if you have a problem with it, you give them a call, and they'll take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a door's not a small ticket item, right? So you want to make sure you're getting it done, and unless your flavors change, right, your style changes,
sure,
you don't want to have that done again. To what Ken just said, you know, we had a customer in Farmington, Sharon and Brian. You know, they bought two doors from us, and I know they said I could call them out. Don't worry, he's getting worried over here.
I know. Dad was going.
I
you
didn't
said
say
their
any
names.
Last names. Yeah.
Or give but their
they,
address.
They were telling me that door. They've never had a door that closed like that. They've tried the big box stores, and it always would stick.
There's
a difference.
Or you
have to jiggle the handle. He said, I've never heard this analogy, but his words, he keeps saying they close like butter. I've never seen butter close, but it sounds smooth.
I heard a guy selling cowboy boots make that analogy, too. But there's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Fit and security?
Yeah, and not just security, though. You know, most doors, you know, like a steel door, this set, people think it's you know, it's okay, I should get that because it's secure, but then you lose out on the energy efficiency, right? This door is still Energy Star rated. To any of our Energy Star rated doors will qualify for those tax credits that are out right now as well. And so, you know, on a cold day, you shouldn't feel the back of your door from the inside of the house and go, oh, wow,
there
it's probably
cold
outside.
There shouldn't be frost on the inside of that door.
Yeah, you shouldn't even feel the cold. It should feel like the rest of the room.
We've all seen that, haven't we, Ken?
Absolutely. And the different styles of doors, different styles of windows you guys offer. Yeah. I mean, if so many people want a bay, you know, they want to replace a certain window with a different window that may bring in more light. How can you help people out there?
Yeah, so, you know, a bay window is a good example. It almost is like adding, well, not even almost, you're basically adding square footage to the room
that
you're in.
You have to do a box or a bow?
Yeah, you know, it's like putting on an addition without paying some guy to tear out your wall. I mean, it's as easy as replacing the window, and suddenly you have a mini addition on your home.
But there's a difference in how those bays are built. You guys do some really cool things that people won't even see.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have a bay that's sagging 10, 15 years later, they're probably not anything like what we're using today. That entire bay is also made out of that LVL composite, so twice the screw strength of wood, not warping, not rotting. Insulated seatboard, and then there's steel poles, steel rods that go through the pillars
into the rafters
of the bay.
Yeah.
Yep. And they, you know, it's got a little plate on the bottom that holds it up from the front corner. Steel rods going up through those posts with steel cables. Each steel cable can hold up to 1,500 pounds.
And those are tied back into the frame of the home.
Yep, they're screwed right into the header. And so it's attached completely, or the rafters, depending on, you know, the overhang or something. Basically to a place where it'll hold up.
It's not going to sag. It's not going to dip.
It's not. And not every window installer can install those either.
No.
We have one guy that's got over 25 years experience that installs all our bay and bow windows for us. And he's pretty good at it.
And Halim, like you used to build custom.
Custom homes.
Yeah.
I did.
So you understand the distinction between a bad install, because the product's no better than the
install. I mean, the best window in the world, if it's not installed correctly, forget it. You know, so if you don't have a good installer, and if you don't know what a good installer is, it's just, you know. So we have some of the best installers. You know, I've been doing this a long time, you know, before the wheel was invented. I've been doing this. So
come on now.
So I know what a good installer is and what a good install is. So
you do. There's a difference.
There is a great difference, yes.
Do you train your people?
We do. We do. We have guys with 25, 30 years experience that when we hire new installers – The least experienced installer we have is probably 7 years, but we still train them to our way of installing when they get there. We spend probably the first 2 weeks with them on installs and make sure that they install it the way we want to be installed.
Yeah, it's a group atmosphere, the family atmosphere. I mean, most companies out there, especially, you know, most of the ones in our vicinity, in this area, I mean, they're all, you know, subbing out the work to guys who are working for one or two other, you know, window company.
Sure.
They get paid the same amount per window, and they only have to look after that project for a year, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, if you get paid the same amount per window and you have to use the same amount of caulk, what are you going to spend, $6 a tube or $15 a tube on something good,
Talk to
right?
that issue, because the accessories you guys use, you dictate, you specify, and there's a reason for it.
Well, yeah. So not only, you know, that group thing he's talking about, that family atmosphere, everyone gets along, talks, because we are a family. We're not different entities. Those other companies, they don't even see each other, those installers. They don't get to, you know, trade secrets and things like that, skills and all that. And then they're using their own material, each of them. So depending on the different installer, you have a different look. But and I can talk about the material when we get back.
And measuring.
We supply all the material. That way we can
control
the quality of the install.
Like OSI Quad Max.
I was just thinking of the OSI boxes you guys have in the warehouse.
You know, in the warehouse and the showroom, which we can attest to. If anybody wants to go check out that showroom, they're located on Haggerty Road, just north of Pontiac Trail. So you guys didn't drive far this morning to the Suburban Collection show place.
No, we didn't.
Made him walk.
Stick around, everybody, with more from Window World Detroit and the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection show place and the Novi Home and Garden Show. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Today we are featuring Window World in the bonus hour, the education hour of the Inside Outside Guys. We have a couple of guys with just heck immense knowledge in the window, door, and siding industry on with us right now. Chuck,
siding.
What's that?
Window World does siding?
Well, so do a lot of other people that are there at that show today, okay? But
are those,
let me finish.
I'm kidding.
Are those people there, you know, real quick, we had Foundation System Michigan, Chuck, on, and one of the things we mentioned earlier is that they're backed by a nationwide organization called Groundworks. This is exactly what Window World is, backed by this nationwide organization. And that's just one of the reasons when you get siding from Window World Detroit, you're also backed up by Window World, if that's fair to say.
Yeah, how many times you hear Window World and you think siding? Siding, doors, right?
I don't think people do now.
Well, and that's the thing, and we do quite a bit of siding work. I mean, you've never had the same joy driving by a house and not even recognizing it a week later after you've done a good job on that siding. And it's not just, you know, people think of siding, they're like, well, what does that entail? Right? You know, what are you going to do to my house? A lot of people, they'll try to reuse the gutters, right? They'll try to let's leave the exposed wood on the fascia and the stuff just to handle the siding.
Well, even replacing windows and then doing the siding, which you can do both of those.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference when you drive by, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. And the real key is no wood, no maintenance. Cover everything up. Flash the fascia, new gutters, you know, and obviously wrap the house and side it, you know. You know, some of the siding we're using, too, you don't see anything like it. I mean, we've had customers go with us because of the look and feel of the product that we're using, like that Prodigy siding, that the 6000 series that I've shown you with that foam backing.
I love
You've seen that. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's like putting a coat on your home, jacket.
It adds,
you know,
like a 3R value to
between
to
3
the
and
walls.
4 R value points.
To the walls.
Yeah.
The other thing is installing the siding. I mean, there's guys out there that install drywall, siding, roofing, all that.
Yeah.
Our siding guys only install siding for us. That's it. And they've got 25, 30 years experience of installing siding.
You can see a bad install driving down the road at 45 miles an hour.
All the time. All the time.
Hey, guys, look, we all know there are millions, seems like, houses out there. They need a whole new facelift on the front. They need new windows. They need new doors. They need new siding.
Yeah.
How can Window World help them? I know you guys offer financing, but do you have any kind of program? Can they look at the finished product before it's actually on the house?
Yeah, actually, that's a great point. Is we have a program on our tablets that we bring out to the home where we walk around, we take photos of the house as it is. It creates a 3D rendering of the home, and we can sit and take our time and put different products on there. You know, put shake up in the peaks. I know Chuck loves the shake that we have.
I do. It's a beautiful shake.
Yeah, the cedar shake. You know, put shake up in the peaks. Put vertical siding down below. And we can kind of you don't know how many times I've sat there with a homeowner, and they've been dead set on a certain design. They've talked about it with three different companies, but we're the first ones who can show it to them. And they change their mind.
Yeah.
They change their mind. Can you imagine paying that much money, getting the whole thing done, and sitting back and going, okay.
You pull up and go, that's kind of ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. And once they have it seen in the flesh, right there on the screen, they're happy to go forward, and then they're ecstatic when it's installed.
You would rather do that with people, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would rather show it to them first, even if they know what they want.
It's funny. Ken and I were talking with John McFarland, who's kind of a color expert with paint, right?
Sure.
And John was talking about how color will change, whether it's horizontal or vertical, whether it's at a slant, whether it's under, you know, fluorescent lighting or incandescent lighting or natural lighting.
Sunlight. People look at the samples in the home with salesmen that come out. Can you imagine that?
On
at the kitchen table with a yellow incandescent light above you? That's not going to look the same. He's completely right. Yeah. He's absolutely right.
That's a great point. Now, how many different styles and color of sidings do you guys offer?
We have a lot of colors. I mean, it's
okay. Never mind.
At least 20 or more. Yeah, it's quite. I mean, anything from A to Z. If you've driven down the street and you love a house with a certain color siding, we probably have something like that.
So take a picture and bring it to you.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Or show us the house, and we'll match the color.
We used to do that with shingles when I, you know, was building custom homes. People would have difficulties, and I'd say, take pictures of homes you love the looks of.
But, you know, that structured siding I was telling you about, because of that structure behind there, that thing has a 6.5-inch face. All right, it's not like your typical vinyl siding you drive by with a 4.5-inch face. You know, that looks getting a little old, I hate to say. It gets wonky because it's thinner. Because it's, because it doesn't have structure behind
it.
Wavy. And this newer product we're coming out with pretty soon, I mean, that is your answer to a cement look without, you know, the
cost and maintenance.
Yeah, the cost and maintenance. You know, anybody can hang it. It's got it adds 2 R value points to the home, 7-inch face. It looks exactly like your fiber cement product, but it doesn't get affected by moisture, and the color is covered for life. No more maintenance. You don't got to get up on a ladder and paint the home.
Wait a minute, that old vinyl cracked and faded and started to look bad after a while.
Well, this particular product I'm talking about isn't even vinyl. It's a
composite.
Yeah, it's a composite. It's called GP2 technology. They've got patents on it to where we're probably one of the only people around here who can offer that. And it's good looking stuff.
You mentioned the words R value. Can you talk about that for a second? Some of the products you have that can help people out with R value.
Yeah, I mean, really anything we have has not only an Energy Star rating, but we go above and beyond to bring you premium products. I mean, unfortunately, the Energy Star threshold for this area isn't too high, so most companies hit it.
Sure. right.
And then they just stick to it, right? And then, hey, sure. Oh, look, we're Energy Star rated. But it doesn't, you know, if you're looking at the actual numbers, certain companies go above and beyond. Windows, entry doors, and siding, we can bring you those energy efficient products. To where you mentioned siding earlier, or sorry, financing earlier, not only can we offer 16 months no interest, same as cash, but because we have such energy efficiency products, we get to work with Michigan Saves, which I know you guys are fans of.
Exactly. So what does that mean to the buyer, to the listener?
Yeah, well, Michigan Saves is a nonprofit in Michigan. They want people to go green, so they're willing to, you know, hand out money for it. They use state grants. Again, that is state grants to subsidize the interest rates on these loans. You can get anywhere from a 12 to 160-month loan between 5 and 10% based on a credit pull, which in some cases, in most cases that I've seen, 5%. It's a better rate than a mortgage right now,
so
because of those state subsidies.
So do I have to fill
out
all that paperwork and mess with that and then come to you, or are you going to handle it for me?
We can walk you through it. Yeah, it's all really quick on their website. You know, you have to have a special contractor code that we have to apply for it and get those good deals. But, I mean, I don't think anyone besides Michigan Saves can give out anything less than 7% in a financing plan right now. I've never seen it, really, in today's market.
Sure. Yeah, it makes a difference in the cost.
And the 16-month zero interest, we offer that all the time. And like a lot of companies will tell you, we'll give you 60 months, zero interest, or 20% off. We don't do any of that. It's going to be the same price, yeah. 16 months cash.
And think about it. You know, if this is a cash price and it's 10% more to use the financing, look at it the other way. Well, that's front-loaded interest. It's a marketing ploy. They say it's they say it the other way around. Well, we'll take that 10% off. It's phooey.
You know, I love it.
When you see Window World commercials out there, I go to a lot of other states and I see your commercials. I see all the billboards of families standing on windows. But you don't hear that like you do other window commercials out there. You know, buy this, get this many free. There are no ploys. And that, like you said, starts from the top down, from the owner of Window World down.
And, you know, believe it or not, people ask me that. I don't see you on TV as much. You're not advertising buy one, get one all the time, or, you know, half off or this or that. And I tell them, well, you know, not only are we, you know, we have recommendations from great professionals, like people like the Inside Outside guys. I mentioned that quite a bit.
Thank you.
But it's mostly friends and family that we get our customers, friends and family, because we treat them like friends and family, and it goes a long way. I mean, we get a lot of referral business from our customers.
It does go a long way. If I've had a great experience with a company, I want to talk about that company because it makes me look good.
It's almost like we're in the club together.
I like that.
Almost like we're in hey, let's go to break. When we get back from break, let's talk about the process. If you call Window World today, what's going to happen from that point forward? Of course, they're going to get back to you, but who are they going to see when they come out? We'll talk about that when we get back from the Inside Outside, guys. We are still, for the next few minutes, broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home and Garden Show. Boy, we've had a great time here at the Novi Home and Garden Show. And the next one at the Suburban Collection Showplace will be in October, and we will also be there. You know, Chuck, people don't know this, but before we do a segment like this with one of our team partners, we'll get a write-up slip, and it always has stuff on there that we want to make sure we discuss, and we want to make sure the listeners out there hear about the company. And I'm sure Niles got a chance to take a look at this, and one thing it doesn't have on here, which is very humbling, is all the charity work that Window World does for the veterans and the kids, and they're not talking about it. I just want to make sure people understand, if you hire Window World, you're helping out the veterans and the kids out there.
Niall, you want to introduce who's sitting at the table with you before we
So my lovely wife Shay saw how heated I was getting over the siding, and decided to come over and calm me down.
We love passion.
Hi, guys.
I'm glad you're on with us.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for keeping this boy in check.
Absolutely. Yes. Always. That's what
it's
I'm
a full-time job.
We love him. We think he's honest. We really think your family is worth dealing with any of these products now. But what about the charities?
Yeah, well, and I appreciate you saying that, Ken. I mean, we don't, you know, go on and try to brag about it. We just do it because we want to actually help, you know, these organizations. But we do quite a bit with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I mean, nationally, Window World raises about $2 million a year for them. And, you know, we have it on every single, agreement that we sign with our customers. A page will flash up, you know, hey, Do you want to donate $1 a window, $10 a window? Round up to the nearest 100, enter in your custom amount. And, you know, we understand people are already doing a large purchase, but it's just something to where if you don't ask, you'll never get it. So you might as well ask.
Might as well ask.
And just asking, we'll bring it in. The other thing you were mentioning was a military initiative to help hire in veterans and things like that. So it's if anyone goes to the military initiative website through Window World, it helps translate active duty jobs, like things you were doing, over to civilian, skills and experience, and writes you a resume that helps it translates that over in such a way to where it would show entering into the civilian life.
What
kind of how that
skill set you bring.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a great program. It's a great program.
Ken and I love the sick kids. Great empathy there, and the veterans. So bless your heart, man. That's cool.
God bless you guys. Yeah, thank you.
That is so cool.
That is so cool. So let's talk about I want to buy windows. Yeah. I give Window World a call. Please walk us through the process from there.
What happens?
Yeah, so, you reach out. We have a scheduling department that helps. It'll put you on one of our calendars. Somebody from Window World will come out, and we just teach you, right? We don't sell you. We teach you. We come out there, and it's a no-pressure experience. Not low pressure, no pressure.
How long will it take, roughly, generally
speaking? Depends on how many questions you have. I have a feeling I'd be sitting there with you for a while.
Yeah, you would. I'm a questioning fool.
Yeah, no, it depends on what we're looking at. I mean, if somebody's in a hurry, this, that, obviously, we can work with that. If somebody wants to sit and go over all the details, different types of products, this, that, we'll work on that too. It's one of those things, a lot of my customers will tell me, you were the only company who came out here for less than 4 windows. Do you know how, or they'll say, you are the only company who didn't demand that both me and my husband were going to be here for this decision. He travels for work. I'm the one making this decision, and I think that goes a long way with people because they don't need to be sold. They need good service.
And education, like you said.
Yeah, they need to know what they're putting in their walls. I mean, and they need to know the difference between what they're looking at out there.
And the pricing structure, Ken. We talked about that earlier. That's just such, you're going to show me what things are going to cost me in writing ahead of time, right?
Yeah. And all these things kind of boil together to help give us our highest in customer satisfaction award that we get with J.D. Power and Associates. There's 7,000 window companies in the U.S. Think about that. Over 7,000. Only one of those companies can win this award. You know how many years they've been looking at window and door companies?
Good point.
8 years. 8 years they've been looking at window and door companies, and we've taken home 6 of them for highest in customer satisfaction.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Don't ask
me about those first 2 years. I wasn't involved. So.
No, but that's something you build, though. You don't just do that. You don't flip a switch. You build process, procedure, people.
And you know what? Last year, we also got JD Power and Associate Awards for number one in price, number one in ordering and delivery, and number one in sales staff and service. Think about those first two. Over the last couple years of manufacturing mayhem, how many companies are out there winning awards for best in price and ordering and delivery time? I don't think that many.
I would say nobody had you just asked me that question off air.
It was a hard one.
Price is interesting because it's such a value proposition in terms of the product you supply, the people behind it, and how you install.
Yeah, and it's one of those things they survey thousands of customers, and it's, after the fact of having them in their home, what they paid, talking to friends and family, looking at the market, price for what you got is what they're...
So the value proposition.
Exactly. So there is value proposition kind of baked into how they figure this out.
Yeah. People never feel good about a bad transaction afterwards, no matter what the money involved was.
If those windows are working, and I'm getting great service, if something breaks, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I can sit back. I just don't want to have to do anything, right? I'll
Correct.
Sit back, relax, and somebody's taking care of it for me.
And I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to look like I made a bad decision in my peer group. So if that window performs as it should, that door looks like it's supposed to, that siding is beautiful, people are going to go, wow.
Better than what you expected.
Good choice, Chuck.
Like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's another thing that in terms of quality, value proposition, Good Housekeeping Magazine, we are the only window and door company that's ever won that. We've had it for 15 years now for our windows, siding, and entry doors. And that's something that they actually back everything up with a 2-year cash warranty when they put that seal of approval on a product.
So wait a minute, this is on top of
the
warranty.
For up to $2,000.
That's on top of the warranty that you're already talking about.
Yeah, if you bought a blender that broke after a year, but it had that good housekeeping seal of approval on it, they'll give you your money because they put their money where their mouth is. And so they don't just give that award away, that good housekeeping seal of approval. That is a coveted award that you can win when third-party, unbiased scientists and experts in the field look into your product and see what's in there. And we have it for our windows, siding, and entry doors.
Well stated. Yeah.
The phone number is 800-550-4189. The website is windowworlddetroit.com. If you want to go to the showroom, they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 at 2873 Haggerty Road in Commerce. No appointment necessary. Anyone can just stop in, take a look.
Yeah, and exactly. Come in, talk to us, look at products, call in, set a time for us to come out, whatever you need. One more thing, if anyone is coming by the showroom and is curious when we're doing that fill the truck event
again. Right.
That's October 7th. Put it on your calendars, folks.
You'll have to remind us of that.
Yeah, Ken said he'd grill this time. I don't know if he got that message.
Venison.
Actually, he's had a lot of practice on a snotty grill over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great event last year. We're looking forward to that event. And yet just another example how the Window World and the Sheena family helps out the community. And it starts at the top with Mom and Dad, Haleem and Mary Sheena. And, guys, you're awesome. Window World's awesome. Thank you so much for taking
such
great care of our listeners over the years.
Shay, thanks for sitting in here this last segment.
Thank you for having me, Ken and Chuck. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
God bless you guys.
Thanks for what you do for our listeners.
We appreciate it.
Anyone needs any more information about Window World, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. You can find them under Windows. Great company. You will not be sorry. Thank you to everybody from the Home Builder Association for letting us broadcast this weekend. Thanks for everyone back to studio. Ray Templin, Mike Pierce, everyone out there. Thank you so much.
Yep, and David and Danielle. We appreciate all of you and you, the listeners. And Jason.
God bless everyone. And you're right. Anything during the week, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com.